Turn to Ezekiel 47 for our message tonight. We have the children with us here too tonight, and also old friends maybe. If you kind of consider yourself to be an old friend here, you want to raise your hand. We want to welcome you. There's one. Anybody? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Great to have you. We are celebrating the incarnation, perhaps the greatest Christian holiday that we have in the year, the celebration of God's humility. We could say, just to make a short, Adam, he is actually proud. Like this, Christ, he is what? Humble. How humble is Christ? How humble is God? And what does that mean to us? That God is humble. Because you become like the one you worship, right? If our God is the big, powerful God with a lot of muscles, and he's very smart, then maybe we become like that. But if our God has a different kind of muscle, that he is humble and submitted, and that's in John 5:19, we see that Christ, we can put that up on the screen, John 5, verse 19. Then Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. But isn't the Son God? Yes, he is God. But he is showing us something about God. That God can be submitted. That God is submitted to the Father. And in that submission, we see humility. And he said here, I always do. But what he sees the Father do, what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. You know, it's very hard for us here, Adam, first Adam, very hard for us to lose our reputation, look stupid, lose power, lose our health, lose our abilities, lose our mind, lose our friends, lose our family, lose our position, lose our career, to go to the grave. It's very hard for us to go to the grave and to lose. But that's what happened with the first Adam. He lost the garden. He lost a good marriage. We don't know exactly about that, but you know, it doesn't help when you say to God, the woman that you gave me. And Adam lost God and came into this world. And this is really two different people, the first Adam and then Christ taught us the key to life is humility. I will do what the Father says. If he says to be quiet for 29 years, and I'm quiet for 29 years, you know, except the time when he was 12 years old in the temple, but those are silent years. And then in his ministry, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. He could say, I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm done. I'm out of here. No, I came to do the Father's will and to show the world that God is a humble God. We could put down here a word, lamb. Because lamb, I mean, a dog is stronger than a lamb. I mean, you can't push a dog over that easy. They're very agile and very strong, but a lamb, you can push it over. And the Son of God was born first as a conceived, microscopically you could see, then a fetus, then the size of an egg and a grapefruit, and then a full-born, then a baby, that full-born, healthy baby, God. That's God. That's amazing. That's God. Worship him. You know, there's a great verse. Let's put this up. Zechariah 12:1. And just as God had made the heavens and the earth, he formed the spirit in man. Look at that verse. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. So you have the universe and then in you. What did he make in you? Your spirit. Why do you look up at the stars and wonder who made it? Because God put your spirit, he made your spirit to ask the question and to seek somebody to worship and to seek somebody to say thank you. Thank you, God. I can see the ocean. I thank you, God. I saw the birth of a baby. Thank you, God. The spirit of man is made for God. It says he's the father of spirits. That's why in our culture, people are so exhausted. They're exhausted by running around. They're exhausted by our culture. They're exhausted by endless noise, endless distractions, endless focus on material things and my time and my life and saving my life. We are exhausted by saving our lives. But God made your spirit. And your spirit goes, no, no, where's more? Where is God? Where is God? Your spirit is made for that. God is spirit. God formed the spirit in a man just as greatly as he formed the sun and the planets and the whole universe. He made us to worship him. And when we come to that manger, we see the baby and believe that this is God. Then we, like the wise men, come down on our face and we worship and we say, thank you. We found you. You found us. You drew us. We are after you. We will never forget this. We will carry this all our life. We have you, Jesus Christ, in our life. What a gift that is, huh? That's amazing gift. That's amazing. That's the purpose of the ministry of Christ on the earth. I sometimes think of how the church is so frail. I think of different movements in the Catholic Church, in Presbyterians and Baptists and us, the ministry that we are part of. And I think of the limitations because of men, because of people, because we are proud. And because of that, we get so easily distracted, very irritable, very upset, very, very picky, very sensitive. What did you say? Why did you say that to me? What did you do? Why did you do that? Don't you know you hurt me? That you hurt me, you offended me, and all of these kind of things that the world feeds on. That's the world. But ask Jesus, are you offended? He goes, no, my delight is to do the will of the Father. My Father's taking care of me. And even if he leads me to death, that's why I came. My Father is with me. My Father will take care of me. I trust him. I am broken before my Father. I am filled by the Spirit. I am led by the Spirit. I am God's anointed. I am on the earth to be a servant. Not to complain, but to build up, to seek and save. For power, power is on him. Power is on Christ. He is the God of power, the God of a conversation that leaves you speechless. Conversation, you stop asking your questions because you realize in your heart that you are in the presence of Almighty God. And that God is so humble that he would put up with us, that he'd be patient with us, that he would restore Peter, that he would talk to the disciples and tell them what is going on at the Last Supper and minister to them. His ministry was so great to them at the Last Supper. We taught this earlier, that on their way down to Gethsemane, they're talking about which of them is the greatest. You know, when you lose in a football game, you don't sit around in the locker room talking about who is the greatest. You've been beat. But when you're at the Last Supper and you've been with him, he edifies you. He speaks to your heart. You get free. You worship. It was a heavy dinner for sure, as he prophesied and predicted the future. But he also did say, I go to prepare a place for you. And if it wasn't true, I would tell you. He did say, you will do greater things than what I have done. And we know that means greater in quantity than what Christ did. They will happen all over the world. Somebody will be blind and healed. Somebody will be dead and raised. Somebody will have demons and they'll be cast out. You and I are literally in the very the presence of Almighty God's great grace to us, and to say to us, look unto me. I am meek. I am humble. Learn of me. Stop learning of the world. Stop living just like people like this one. Stop living like proud people and learn of me. None of us are humble, but learn of me. I am meek and lowly. My yoke is easy. Life will become clearer for you if you are humble. And you and I, if we are humble, life will be better for us if we are humble. Life will become like there'll be some kind of authority with you. Pastor Steve, could you stand up here for a minute and just put your arms out? And here is Pastor Steve. Just stand over there. Put your arms out like that. He's humble, and guess what? God's helping him. He's got four arms. God's helping. He doesn't even know. There are angels that help him. And what does the scripture say? If we are humble, what does it say? Humble, and then what? What's the name of our church? I forgot that. He gives greater grace to the humble. In James 4:7. Thanks, Pastor. You know, what are we saying tonight? Study his humility. It's shocking what he did. That he humbled himself and was not grasping at deity. We explained that this morning. Let me repeat it. In King James, it said he did not consider it robbery, NIV, he was not grasping for it. He didn't have to be showing himself to be God. You know how we have to kind of vindicate ourselves, justify ourselves. We have to have a good image. We have to do the best we can to present ourselves reasonable, sensible, good, moral, righteous, and so on. That's the way people are. That's the way we all are. When Jesus is humiliated, he's not grasping for his deity. He's there looking like a fool, but obedient to the Father. Looking very weak, and he was, but he was obedient to the Father. And that's our model in life. And we're growing in it. We can learn it. Why would he say, come unto me and learn of me, if we couldn't learn this? Of course we can learn that. We can say, I'm sorry. We can apologize to our wife. We can apologize to our husband. We can apologize to our kids. And then after the apology, we can be restored, maybe, maybe not. But we can minister and think no evil about them. Pray for them to be helped, blessed, encouraged, edified. Relationships will be healed through humility. Relationships can get better. The hands behind the hands, the heart behind the heart, the mind that's behind the mind, the words that are behind the words, the ears behind the ears, the reality of Christ in your life. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. The reality of Christ is with us. Yes. Yes. It's only pride that would say no. No, I don't see it. I don't believe it. I can't see it. I can't figure it out. I don't understand it. No, wait a minute. You have a spirit formed by God in you. And you're made to worship God and humble yourself before God and walk with God. And lift up holy hands and sing songs and be restored and be happy and simple and joyful and edifying and encouraging and forgiving and gracious. And for us to be living a humble life before God. And like we might say to the baby over here, we might say to the baby, like, what do you have? You got nothing. Who are you? You are a baby. You don't have anything. And then God says, oh no, that's me. That's me. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't despise the day when no one notices you. No one notices you and I mean, nobody notices you. You are doing a service. Nobody knows your name. You're not busy posting it on Facebook to get a lot of likes. What is that all about? What is that all about? What is that? No, you're being cheated. You're being cheated. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. You're not following to find favor with people. You're following the living God, and God has his eye on you. The woman that gave the two mites in the temple, Jesus is standing there watching, and he says to the disciples, see this woman? She's got it, right? You know. And same with you. I believe that. Our prayers in our closets are heard. Our footsteps in humility are seen. Our hearts of faith are recognized. Things are happening in heaven because you and I have Christ in us. That your life is growing. You are growing and increasing in the knowledge of God. You are increasing in understanding God's ways, not man's ways. You are learning, and decades go by, and as you walk with God in humility, right? I mean, this is it. in humility, as you walk with God in a humble life before God, and nobody's noticing, but God knows, great is your reward in heaven. The last shall be first. The people that are not recognized will be greatly honored and recognized. God is for us, and he wants to teach us. And lastly, do you know what else humility will do for you? It will help you in your family. It will. It will help you in your family. It might be that you're going to become more famous after you're dead. I'm not kidding you. Yeah, let me repeat it. After you're gone, it might be then when people recognize who mom was, who dad was. Oh my gosh, I missed it. Dad, I know who dad was. Who was dad? He was a man, a humble man. I love him. Yeah. Our families, our friends. Yeah, amazing. And I'm so thankful that this reality of God is in your life. And may God bless our holidays. Maybe somebody that you love is missing this year, and it breaks your heart. But our sisters and brothers that have left this earth, they just went up. They are in a great, great place. Wow. Great, great place. They are in a great, great place. Absolutely incredible place. They are there. Very, very satisfied, contented, absolutely. And we are going there also. Amen. Because of him. Only. Because of him. Before we go, let's recognize the spirit God formed in us as worshipers. Worship him with this word in your heart. Worship him in everyday life. Worship him in your practical life. And don't exclude that word. Don't exclude the spirit of God. Don't exclude humility, and don't exclude the brothers and sisters that God has given us in the body of Christ worldwide. Amen. Would you pray with me? Yes, Lord, thank you. Perhaps you're here tonight and you'd like a new beginning. Now's the time, the end of the year. Now's the time when you are convicted of need. Don't just settle back and be satisfied with the average, normal, everyday life of an American. But have salt and light. Have authority and power and spirit and joy and peace and love and something to give, and be a servant and walk by faith in him and grow in his grace. That makes it happen, for we are rich with his grace. The humble will get greater grace, more grace every day to live a life. Lord, show us this grace this year, 2025. Lord, bless our friends and our families. Lord, give us words. Lord, show us the way in Jesus' name. And then anyone not yet a believer, come to Christ tonight. Come to Christ as you are. You don't clean up your life. You come to Christ as you are, and he cleans up your life. He speaks to you. You repent of your sin. You stop it. You come to Christ, and you put it away, and you come to him and worship him. He will fill you with the Spirit, and your sins will fall away like leaves off a tree. They will just leave you. They will go away. If you want your sin, you can have it. That's Adam. But if you want a new life, you have Christ, and your sins will go away. And Jesus will increase in your life through humility. In his name, amen.